This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl, and we are live in Chicago today from the National Public Housing Museum asking this question as we get set for President Obama's second inaugural coming up this weekend. The question is this: how do you really make it in America today? The exhibit up at the museum that I'm standing in the middle of right now is musicians. Barbara Streisand, Lupe Fiasco, Kenny Rogers, all of whom grew up in public housing. Our wealth and poverty reporter Chrissy Clark is here with us as well with the story and the song of a musician whose roots are in public housing too. Hey, Chrissy.
Hi, Kai.
So tell me about the song and this guy.
So it's a song from 1968 by a musician who grew up in Chicago public housing, in fact.
Okay.
He goes by the name of Syl Johnson, mm-hmm. short for Sylvester, and I'm going to play you a little of the song right now.
All right.
You see, I heard somebody say one time, you can make it if you try. Oh, and some of us, we're trying so hard.
We've been hearing that today, right? If you're trying so hard, it's a common sentiment here.
Right, and he does it pretty beautifully in that song. So after Johnson sings about how hard he's working, though, listen to what he sings next.
All right.
Oh, something is holding me back. Is it because I'm black?
So this is 1968, right? That's a gutsy thing for a black pop singer to say.
Right. And now most people would look back and probably agree that the answer to his question was, at least in those days, yes. Yeah. But I wondered how a question and a song like Is It Because I'm Black connects to today, which led me to Syl Johnson's Front Gate.
Okay.
It was the coolest welcome I'd ever gotten. He burst out of his door singing.
I'm still in love with you. Okay, how are you?
I'm very good.
Johnson's in his mid-70s now. He lives in the same Chicago neighborhood where he grew up. It's called Bronzeville, after the color of people's skin. But Johnson does not live in public housing anymore. He lives in a beautiful two-story home that he built a few years ago.
Step right up.
Though he jokes the Wu-Tang Clan actually built the house after he sued them and a bunch of hip-hop groups for sampling his songs without credit.
Finance this house. Thanks to RZA, they paid me real good.
There are guitars and gold records and a Grammy nomination covering Johnson's walls now. And he's the first to say that ultimately being black did not hold him back, which isn't to say race doesn't matter.
It matters. It means you got to work harder.
To help his family make ends meet, Syl dropped out of high school and started working, washing dishes, driving trucks, leading a band on the side. When he finally did make it in music and put the racial contradictions of the American dream to song, his dreams were starting to come true. Not just as a musician.
I'm an entertainer, musician, entrepreneur.
In the 1980s, Johnson invested the money he'd made in the music business to start a seafood restaurant in the south side of Chicago called Solomon's Fishery, named after his dad. He says making it, in business or in music, takes, yes, hard work and perseverance, but something else, too.
You write a song, you better have a song like, Is It Because I'm Black? A beautiful subject matter.
And if it's a business?
The business, the same, is almost the same as writing. You better have a good idea what you're going to do.
Seizing opportunity wherever it pops up has been another of Johnson's strategies, including, of all things, seizing a rumor circulating around his neighborhood that Church's chicken restaurants had an ingredient that sterilized black men. People stopped going to churches.
So, boom! Oh, they were boarded up churches everywhere in the black neighborhood all across the country. So I had a free opportunity to get the church's chicken for little or nothing.
After buying up some of the empty storefronts and converting them to fish joints, business took off. In a few years, Syl Johnson was employing more than 100 people.
You can make it if you try. And some of us black people tried hard to make it, and we did. We excelled.
With a success story like Johnson's, this is where you could stop and say, does his old song, Is It Because I'm Black, even still have any relevance?
Oftentimes the answer can still be yes.
Mary Patillo is a sociologist at Northwestern University. She says Johnson's achievements are inspiring, but
that progress of a small component of the black community needs to be put in the context of some really unfortunate developments.
Like the fact that half of African Americans who are born poor stay poor, compared to just a third of whites, and that black unemployment is twice as high as white unemployment, and that median incomes are 40% lower. Patillo says these bleak statistics can be driven by a number of things: unconscious racial bias in the labor market and disinvestment in black neighborhoods, including the neighborhood near Racine and South 81st Street, site of Syl Johnson's first fish restaurant before it folded in the 90s. Now it's an empty lot among many.
It was some good fish. They should have kept it around.
One of the only things still open is a liquor store where the clerk works in a bulletproof glass box. Otis Wise just stopped in for an energy drink. He remembers the restaurant. I tell him that the guy who owned it was a singer who wrote a song called "Is It Because I'm Black?" And I ask Wise what he thinks of that idea.
No, I do not use race or none of that to make an excuse for anything to hold you back. All opportunities is open for everyone.
Then he looked around and added, of course, some people live in neighborhoods like this one where opportunity is a little harder to find.
Chrissy Clark from our Wealth and Poverty Desk. Chrissy, thanks a bunch.
You're welcome.